This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
The Dunedin Multicultural Council is a non-profit organisation that works to support the multi-ethnic communities in Dunedin. Since many of our members are migrants, we focus on providing opportunities to get to know people and develop new skills, networks and links with the wider community of Dunedin.
Fills the sky with richness. How I wish my soul was the sky today. It's so cold, full of sadness. Might as well be blind in this dark day of mine. Might as well be blind in this dark day of mine. So cold, lonely, all the memories fill my head. Silently thinking of all the things, all the sweet things that you said. Might as well be blind in this dark day of mine. Might as well be blind in this dark day. The thing that I can see, and I might as well be. Watch the sun go down. My soul fills with this darkness all around me. How I long for a day when our day breaks and I can see again. Day of mine. Yeah.
Hey, welcome to DMCC On Air with Peter Kesha, Talo for Lover. Vanakam, namaste, kia ora, malo lele. Hey, it's good to be here. We're doing a live show tonight. I'll have a co-host with me coming in later on, Ashkan Ashraf. Hey, the DMCC has a new president too. I'd like to welcome him on board. Andrew, who's now... taken over from Lux. He used to do the show with us, Lux Alvinson, so a shout out to Lux too. Hey, my brother Ashkan just walked in and oh yeah, come in bro.
Yep. Oh hey guys, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you right. Nice yeah. To have you on board bro.
Yeah, nice to be here, how's it going?
Good man.
Yeah,
so
nice.
I just finished playing a song. Yeah. By, it's called Blind and it was written by a friend of mine, and their band actually was based in Dunedin for a while, but they were all from all over New Zealand and overseas.
Yeah.
So I've wanted to do a shout out to all my UK mates who live here in Dunedin.
Oh, yeah.
So I brought in, of course, a lot of them being musicians have written songs here in Dunedin and live here.
Yeah.
But I was just about to tell our listeners about the programs that we run with the DMCC, and one of them is Heart and Soil. Which I've been going along to. It's run by Sue Novell, and it's at the Musselboro
Gardens
School.
School, yeah.
Primary school.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely awesome. But for those who are into growing their own food, and I like to grow food.
Yeah, so.
But, at least you know where it's coming from. But she, that woman, has such beautiful knowledge.
Does she?
On composting, plants, different things that can grow all year round.
Oh, that's handy.
You can still, she was still picking lettuce all through winter.
Was she?
Yep, and there's other things as well. And
I love lettuce, hey.
Yeah, I have to be eating something.
All year round. I'm a lettuce person all year round, yeah, definitely. Just about every meal if I can. Some kind of green, some kind of fresh green lettuce or some type of herbs, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, lettuce is a big one for me. I love lettuce.
Yeah.
Have you ever had cooked lettuce?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That buzzed me out the first time I had it. And it was really good. So I really liked it.
Would you cook it in oil?
I've had a Chinese cooked lettuce where they just dip the lettuce leaves in a broth. You just dip it in real quick and it goes soft like pretty much in one or 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Max. You stick it, dunk it in, pull it out, straight down the hatch. And it is so nice. It is so good. With some meat.
Something else that you can get out of the garden now too. That you can harvest is yams.
Oh, tiny wee yams.
Oh, yams.
do we get bigger size yams in New Zealand, or is it just the wee ones?
Oh well, it depends how big.
Yeah.
Well, when I say the size would be like
you're talking about finger size yams.
Size,
yeah, wee ones. Yeah.
And the thicker ones.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. No, I love yams. I'm a big fan. Especially roast yams with sea salt and olive oil and rosemary or some thyme.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
A wee drizzle of butter.
And all those things you can grow in your garden.
Oh, yeah.
Here in Dunedin. In
Is it a class, is it, or is it just the gardening get-together?
Well, it's a community garden.
Yeah. Oh,
And the great thing that being at the primary school is that the kids can go in there and eat. So I'll just pick the strawberries and eat them.
Oh, cool.
And try out mint or other herbs and eat it.
Yeah.
And, well, so there's food for them to eat in there. So it's...
How big is the garden?
It'll be
About a section.
They've just made it a little bit bigger, probably about a section and a half, whatever that is.
Yeah. Is it in the soil or is it in beds, in like raised beds?
Raised beds.
Oh, yeah.
And also a couple of composting bins, which are great.
Oh, yeah.
Because her knowledge in there on actually how to make compost at home.
Yeah.
So you're basically making soil that can go back into your garden.
So what's she growing there? Lettuce.
everything that you can grow. I mean, like tomatoes. Yeah. Celery.
Oh, wow, tomato, that's impressive.
Quite a few things.
Do tomatoes grow in the winter?
No, no. But some people are still harvesting them now.
Harvest them in, oh, really?
Here in Dunedin, because, well, you know.
Outdoor?
Outdoor, yeah. I'd say there'd be still some harvesting, I mean, inside a greenhouse.
Yeah,
but they don't have a greenhouse there. It's all outdoors. So
that's incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what one is it? What day is it?
It's the first and third Saturdays of every month.
First and third Saturdays of every month.
And
at Musselboro School, what time?
Yeah, and the second and the fourth is on Sundays, because we're finding that, because she's there every weekend.
Oh, is she?
So for people that couldn't come on Saturday.
They'll come on a Sunday.
We started the Sunday.
Oh, yeah, so she'll, so every, so could you run that one more time? Just would be confused.
But basically, it's like the first week of the month, Saturday.
Yeah.
Following weekend, Sunday.
Yeah.
Third weekend of the month, Saturday.
Following weekend, Sunday. So Saturday, Sunday, Saturday, Sunday, alternate. Oh, yeah, I gotcha. Yeah. Oh, that's pretty easy. Yeah. What time? Just in the morning, is it? About 9:30?
It is from 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
Till 1.
Oh, well, that's a big session.
10 or 12. Well, but you can just come in and, you know, you can stay there and just do what you like.
A few hours.
Because she's always got jobs for you to do.
She must get heaps done, eh? That's 3 hours a day, Saturday and Sunday. That's heaps.
It's also reliant too on voluntary help. Because then you do find people that love being in the garden.
Yeah.
And trying out new things and talking garden stuff and talking food.
Yeah, I need to.
Well, it's a good place.
Yeah, no, I'm keen to come check it out. I want to get my garden at home going.
So, I'm going to play another UK artist who lives here in Dunedin, in Auchi Porty.
Yeah.
And this is, and you know him too, Mike Jenkins.
Oh, yeah.
Mike has now started getting videos made.
Oh, wow.
And we're in an AI world now, bro.
Yeah, so, we are in an AI world. So what, he just gets some footage and pops it into the AI program?
Well, he's got people, you know.
Doing it for him.
But, at an AI price.
I've started building a website just like a few days ago using an AI. It's incredible what AI can do. Yeah, no, I'm into it. It's made life so much easier. What's cost me $3,000 20 years ago to get someone to make for me, I made in literally within 5 minutes with this AI app online for free.
Beautiful. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to play the song that I was talking about Mike Jenkins. He's actually from North London.
He is from, we'll
talk about it more. Yeah. Anyway, here's a song that's it's about to be released.
Yeah.
It started off being called Tramp Song. I've got Tramp Song here in front of me, but he renamed it Angel in the Street. So it's about homeless people.
Angel on the Streets.
Yeah, Angel on the Street. Yeah.
Angel on Streets.
Yeah, but check it out. It's great.
Yeah.
Strangers of the city, dog nose down in the streets with no hope. Wrapped in rag, rolling in paper, falling to his knees. Lost in the gutter, deep calls on too deep, waiting. Cat house down, rooms with no hope. Wrapped in rag, rolling in paper, falling to her knees. Head in hand, lost in the
Yeah, so there's a video. I've seen the first cut and it looked great. Yeah.
It's lovely, this song, actually. Yeah. It's very light and very airy. Yeah. And, you know, it's, listen to those birds tweeting and the piano, and, you know.
And it's a great story, too, about those who are living in dire situations.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That song was written by Mike Jenkins, Koori Bush Boy. From North London.
Yeah.
Tell me, have you ever stayed in London? Have you ever been to London?
I've been. That was years ago.
Yeah.
That was in the early 90s.
Right.
Yeah. I think it was 1993.
That sounds like you were partying.
The good old days.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so here, Mike Jenkins. So this, you're listening to DMCC on air. That's the Dunedin Multicultural Council on air. I'm Peter Keshe, and I'm here with Ashkan Ashraf. And, we're just playing compositions that were written in Dunedin here by our UK friends who are now based in here in Otipoti. And also, I was telling about the programs too we run with the DMCC. We were talking about the Heart and Soil Garden, which is out at Musselburgh School.
Yeah, every weekend.
Yeah, and Chai and Chat, that's a women's group.
Chai and Chat,
which has been going for quite a few years now,
hasn't
it?
That's been going on for years. I've got friends who've been going to it for years.
Well, that just seems to keep going. I mean, people must want it, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a women's group that women's meets group, yeah. every Friday.
Cup of tea. Get cup together, tea. Cup of tea. Yeah. Is that just, is that still down at the, it used to be down at the old...
Community House.
Is it still down there? Where is it held now, Chai and Chat? Or is it down in the South D now? I'm not too sure.
No, it's here at the community house.
Oh, it is in the community. Is this the new Princess community Street, house?
Yeah, this is the new. Where I'm broadcasting from tonight. Yeah.
Is that place down by the countdown? Is that something else now? Where that used to be?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, right. But Chai and Chat, a women's group, and there's three coordinators that run it. So if you're interested and you're any woman that are in living in Dunedin and just want to connect with other immigrants and or one woman. You know, young mothers to have a chat. Well, chai and chat.
Yeah.
Cup of tea and
chat. Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get to know each other and hang out. Sounds like fun, eh?
Hey, I've got another track to play. There's a friend of mine who's done a lot of session work here in the studios around Dunedin, Dave Colclough. Do you know that name?
Sounds familiar.
Guitarist. Yeah. He's was born, yeah, of course, from in the UK, but came over to New Zealand when he was about 12.
Oh, yeah.
So he's been here most of his life.
Mm.
And, yeah, he wrote a song called Two Steps. Check
Two
it
steps.
Out.
Two Steps, cool.
Right. Dave Colclough. Sorry, folks. Oh, look, I'm going to switch. Sorry for this, folks.
Dave Colclough. From UK.
Yeah. But I'm going to shift now to someone else because Dave's song is playing up.
Is that?
Sorry about that, Dave.
Yeah.
And so there's another guy who lives in town.
Yeah.
He's also from the UK.
Oh, yeah.
Did the pub scene back in the 90s when you were partying in London. John Muir.
John Muir.
Yeah. You know that name?
Yeah, I'm familiar with the Muir family name.
Yeah.
It's a, yeah. Yep. Okay.
So he is been composing songs for, 20 years?
20 years,
yeah, so he's got stuff
time,
all
yeah,
up, you know, but
yeah.
just a, unknown, just a, indie, independent.
Yep.
And here's a song he wrote in 9th of April 2022, and a good another good friend, guitarist friend of mine, is playing on it, Phil Dubley, who's well known in the country music scene from Christchurch.
Mm.
But anyway, yeah, it may be today, John Muir.
Mm.
This things will never be the same. You don't know what I look like, and you've never heard my name. One day we're gonna meet, and it may be today. Looking at my feet, one day I'll look up and you will be there. I know I am not perfect, but you're perfect for me. I sit and wait patiently, maybe.
You're on air with DMCC. and I'm here with Echcon. We're just going to say, Kyle Keith here, thanks a lot for listening to our program. We're here every Tuesday, 6 p.m., TMCC on air. And you'll hear a lot from both of us, Ash and PK, doing live shows fortnightly.
Yeah.
But I hope you enjoyed your evening, like we've enjoyed being with you.
Yeah.
So, see you next Tuesday.
Ka kite anō.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.